Until now, if a Medicare patient made a quick return to the hospital, it was a moneymaker for the institution. But the new health care law penalizes hospitals if Medicare heart and pneumonia patients are readmitted within 30 days. Starting October 1st, hospitals could lose up to 1% of each Medicare claim they file. How much money is forfeited depends on the hospital's rate of readmissions. The goal is to improve hospital care during and after the stay. Dr. Mark Lester, Texas Health Resources clinical leader, says it's a complex problem.
It's rooted in large measure in how people live and care for themselves in the community. What's their access to care? How well are elements of care transitioned to where they live and work? And all of those are new features for hospitals. Now we're really starting to look at, well, what happens when they go out and what care is available?
Texas Health Resources will pay some of the largest penalties in North Texas. The hospital system includes Harris Methodist in Fort Worth and Presbyterian hospitals in Dallas, Denton, and Rockwall. The fine could be about $4 million based on last year's Medicare reimbursement figures. Federal estimates show Texas Health Resources and 2,000 other hospitals nationwide will forfeit a total of $280 million in Medicare funding over the next year. The readmission penalties for Parkland Hospital in Dallas and John Peter Smith in Tarrant could surprise some experts who anticipated the highest readmission rates in safety net hospitals, the ones with more low-income patients. Both county hospital readmissions were near zero. Dr. Stan Pomerantz with Parkland says the hospital has one of the best programs in the state to track care before and after the senior citizen goes home. A key factor is a software program developed by a Parkland researcher that analyzes patient data and identifies those who are likely to be most at risk when they go home.
We are continuing to use the software package, which has been very helpful to us, working directly with patients based on that information.
Pomerantz says those patients are then targeted for additional attention before and after discharge.
We make sure the patients have their medications, they have their appointments set, they're following their diet, and they haven't had some deterioration in their condition. If we discover those deteriorations, we try to get them into the specialty clinics as opposed to going to the emergency room. And that has really prevented some of those avoidable readmissions.
Dr. Lester says Texas Health Resources is in the process of implementing that software program across its hospital system. And THR has also begun a program with nurse practitioners who make house calls as well as phone calls to check on recently discharged patients.
What we're really talking about, in essence, is improving care for the people in our communities, and that's what our mission is. And so we view the expense as a vital part of what we do. And we're now viewing care as extending beyond our hospital walls. And so that's a different way of thinking than hospitals have had before.
Hospitals have an added incentive to jump on the readmission problem. Penalties triple over the next 2 years. BJ Austin, KERA News.